Hello, everyone. Jim Apel for OklahomaFarmReport.com. We'll talk to Justin Lewis of KIS Futures about how our futures markets did today right after this.
From the rolling prairie to the piney woods and everywhere in between, a Mueller metal roof is always right at home. Our variety of panel styles and color choices complement your natural landscape, providing both outstanding beauty and protection to your home. And wouldn't you love to have a worry-free roof overhead? With a 30-year limited paint warranty, our energy-efficient coatings will provide a fresh and vibrant look for decades. Visit our website at MuellerInc.com to view our photo gallery and take advantage of the interactive color selector tool to help you decide which panel and color style best suits your style of home. Remember, every Mueller roof is made by Mueller in one of our three manufacturing facilities. And with 29 sales locations across the Southwest, Mueller is always ready to deliver friendly, personal service before, during, and after your purchase. Call us today at 877-2-MUELLER or stop by and see us soon to make a Mueller metal roof part of your natural scenery. That's 877-268-3553.
Justin, how did our grain futures look today?
We were weaker today in the Kansas City and Chicago wheat, and also the corn, but we were a little bit stronger, or a lot stronger, rather, in the soybean market. Kansas City wheat was down about 8 cents in July at about 743 and 3 quarters. September was down 7 and a quarter at 752. December, Kansas City was down 6 and a half at 768 and a half. Looking at the Chicago wheat, we were down 5 in July at 688 and 3 quarters. September was down 5 as well at 697 and a quarter. December, Chicago wheat was down 4 and a half at 714. Corn was also under pressure here. We had July corn down 8.5 cents at 642 and a quarter. We had September corn down 9 and a quarter at 554 and a quarter. Then we had December down 7.5 at 524 and a quarter. Now, looking at the soybeans, they were the bright spot today in the grain complex. We had July soybeans up 16.5 at 1429. It broke through some previous resistance, so that's a pretty positive sign there. Now, August soybeans were up 14 and a quarter at 1356 and a quarter. September, we're up 10.5 at 1273. And then the new crop, November, we're up 8.75 here at 1218.5.
We'll look at your news behind the numbers right after this.
Experience the sights, sounds, smells, and tastes of the Chuck Wagon Gathering and Children's Cowboy Festival. The National Cowboy and Western Heritage Museum in Oklahoma City hosts this outdoor festival Memorial Day weekend, May 25th and 26th. Enjoy campfire-cooked foods, hands-on activities, and performers. Hear Don Edwards in concert Saturday and me, Red Stegall, on Sunday. New are Chef Grady Spears with cooking demonstrations and Cowboy Church Sunday morning. It's all at the Chuck Wagon Gathering. For details, visit nationalcowboymuseum.org.
Justin, what moved the markets today?
Now, what we saw today is really a reflection of what's going on in the planting in the Midwest. We have aggressive planting going on. It looks like by Monday we're going to have about 65% of the corn planted. This weekend, starting Saturday, there's going to be an increasing amount of rainfall throughout the Midwest through the beginning of next week. But their idea is that they're going to get enough planted to get over the hump. So now they can just go back and finish the other 35% as time allows going forward. It doesn't look like the rainfall is going to be everywhere, so there's a lot of places that will get planted anyway. But that ends about Monday and Tuesday of next week. NOAA released their long-term, which covers the summer forecast today, and it looks like they're going to decrease the amount of rainfall overall and then actually increase temperatures. So we might not get out of the drought as much as we want to, but that's their forecast for now, and that can always change. Wheat was under a little bit of pressure today due to the lower Russian wheat offers on the world market. Russian wheat was offered just a touch cheaper today relative to the U.S. and South America and Australian wheat prices. So that really, it's a reflection of what's going on in the world market rather than what's going on here in the U.S. in terms of the weather and the freezes and so on. So if you look at the world market, it's still bearish wheat. We have a lot of it. And Russia's getting cheaper and cheaper, so people are looking elsewhere to buy our wheat. Export this morning were just a little bit bullish wheat, actually. We had a net sales, a total sales number of 531,000 metric tons. That was 125,000 of old crop and about 415,000 of new crop. Corn was a little bit on the light side. We came in at 258,000. Old crop was 219, and the new crop was 39,000 metric tons. And soybeans were just okay here. We had 361,000 total. 15.3 of the old crop and 346.6 metric tons of the new.
That's a look at your futures markets on this Thursday evening. I'm Jim Apel for OklahomaFarmReport.com.